Welcome to our Wednesday program, Building Our Future in Economic Development. And, of course, we're also the Big Delta Power Sports North Mississippi Spotlight as we continue to talk about all things going on in the world, the latest and greatest news and information in our 13-county area of North Mississippi. And part of our great group of people that help us along the way in running this program is Baptist Memorial Hospital North Mississippi in Oxford. They give us a guest each and every month to discuss things going on in their facility, and we tell you the good things that are going on there and how it helps in our quality of life and things. And this month, being Colon Cancer Awareness Month, we're going to talk a little bit about that now with Robin Doctor. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Gary.
How about this? Last name doctor working in the med profession, huh? I bet you've never gotten that before, have you?
I've never gotten that. You're the first person to ever notice that. Thank
well,
you.
Oh, glad I could. Tell us what a cancer navigator is and what exactly you do for us in the area.
Sure. A cancer navigator is a resource, usually a registered nurse, who helps guide patients through the treatment process from diagnosis to survivorship. Specifically here at the Cancer Center, the majority of my involvement is education. What kind of cancer you have, what does that mean, how does your treatment look, and help identify barriers to care that might prevent patients from getting what they need and then getting them to the appropriate assistance.
So let's talk a little bit about colon cancer and the Cancer Center, and I know there are facilities in Oxford and also in Grenada as well. Symptoms, what are the rates of cancer also in this North Mississippi area or the state of Mississippi or whatever numbers you may have?
Okay, so I don't have numbers specifically for North Mississippi, but simply put, colon cancer starts when the cells in the lining of the colon change and grow uncontrollably. So colon cancer starts inside the colon. Symptoms include change in bowel habits, diarrhea or constipation, blood in your stool. It could be bright red or dark. These are all really pleasant things to talk about, Gary, but it's essential that we, you know, get the word out. Stools that change in shape, usually thinner than normal, any abdominal comfort, gas, bloating, fullness and cramps. And that's not, you know, we're not talking about, you know, the occasional GI discomfort related to something that you know you ate. This is abdominal discomfort, bloating, gas, cramps that don't go away. Unexplained weight loss is a huge factor that we take into consideration for all types of cancer. Tiredness or fatigue and unexplained anemia are the biggest symptoms. Currently, in the United States, colon cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed. It's the second most common cancer overall. About 145,000 cases of colorectal cancer will be diagnosed this year in the United States. Mm. Of those, about 100,000 are colon cancer, not including the rectum, the lower part of the GI tract. We have great survival rates if caught early. Currently, the five-year survival rates, and that's the percentage of people who live at least 5 years after diagnosis, is 65%. So that's pretty good. Stage one is 90%. So the earlier you catch it, the better the outcome.
So from a gentleman here that comes from a family that has had cancer of different varieties, and I know several men with, you know, the prostate cancer, and in the talks of is that genetic or if there's things that are genetic along that way, do we talk colon cancer in the same way? Is it genetic? And then about what age do we start seeing that it's more prominent or we need to really start thinking about?
Great question. We don't typically think of colorectal cancer as being genetic. It certainly can run in families if first-degree relatives, so that's parents, brothers, sisters, or children, or if a lot of other family members, you know, not first-degree, but grandparents, aunts, uncles, nieces, if those patients or if those family members have had colorectal cancer. It's especially true when family members are diagnosed with colorectal cancer before age 60. that person is more, the person related to that person is more likely to develop colon cancer. If a person has a family history of colon cancer, his or her risk of developing the disease nearly doubles. So, any family member, basically, you're going to increase your risk of getting the disease. Usually about the sixth decade is when most cases are diagnosed, but that can certainly vary. Likewise, there are some genetic syndromes that where colon cancer occur more frequently, but those are pretty rare. The big thing is get screened, know your family history.
Our guest is Robin Doctor, and brought to us by Baptist Memorial Hospital, North Mississippi, this morning on the program. So let's talk screening, let's talk diagnosis, let's get into that procedure and when we should do those, how they're performed, things of that nature.
Okay, great. So right now, the current recommendation is for everybody, men and women, to be screened at 50 if you don't have a family history or any personal history of colon cancer. Screening includes a colonoscopy. That's the best way to be screened. There are some at-home kits you may have seen on advertisements on the television for, send in your stool specimen and we'll get back to you.
Right.
That's looking for blood in the stool. The best, those are okay for people who don't have any risk factors or family history. Let me just put a plug in right here. You should always run it by your primary care provider to help you determine if you need a colonoscopy or if one of the at-home kits is enough. Colonoscopy is simply the procedure where a lighted tube is inserted into the colon and the physician looks around to see if there's any signs of cancer. Diagnosis is made when an abnormality is found on screening colonoscopy. We remove that abnormality growth, as it were, send it to pathology, the doctors that look at it under the microscope, and then they will return a diagnosis.
Let's continue. I thought about taking a break, but I think I just want to continue with the entire conversation and go through because is there ways, let's just say diet-wise, or things we could think about that could prevent colon cancer? What are things that you should tell the public and we should be thinking about?
Absolutely. There are some things that you can't change. You can't change your age, your race, your sex, your family history. Those things can't be changed. But the things that we can take care of are diet. We want to make sure that we eat lots of fruits and vegetables, that you limit your red meat, that you limit red meat and processed meat. You want to stop smoking if you're currently smoking, and you want to limit your alcohol intake. Those are the things from a dietary standpoint that we can do. We know that people are at greater risk if they are physically inactive. Obesity is also a risk factor, so you want to take care of those things. And again, change the things that you can change.
Well, you're hitting us hard with the red meat. And the way things are going on today, people probably needing a little extra drink or two.
Yeah, exactly. So you can imagine when I talk to groups of men, particularly, I with all due respect, when I say limit your red meat and limit your alcohol, the first thing they hear is, I can't have a big steak and a beer.
Absolutely. That's right.
And they also don't want to know that a serving of red meat is about the size of a deck of cards.
That's the truth of all of it, right? Is that we want to get the big 10, 12, or whatever biggest thing you can get ounce piece of meat when, in essence, we're not supposed to be having that much.
Exactly. Right. And every once in a while, that's fine. Don't deny yourself that every once in a while. It's just that should not be the majority of your diet.
So treatment, if one is out there, and I guess we can carry it into this time since, we're dealing with the health scare of COVID-19 and coronavirus. I mean, obviously, we have to be thinking of our health in other ways. And the medical profession, you guys are out there face front with everything in helping us, but we still have to somewhat go about this testing, right? We still have to do things. How are you guys at the Cancer Center still approaching this?
That's a great question. Currently, my understanding is, and it's very fluid and it changes, but currently my understanding is that we at the hospital and the cancer center have limited any non-essential testing. So if it's your screening colonoscopy and you don't, you know, you don't have a family history, it's just time, it's been 10 years or 5 years or 7 years, it's okay to put that off until we kind of figure out exactly what's going to happen with this virus. I know that they have eliminated some elective surgical procedures, those kinds of things, at the hospital. The treatment for colon cancer, if caught early, is surgery and or chemotherapy, and it simply depends on the stage at diagnosis and the type of treatment that the oncologist decides that you need. Currently, at the Cancer Center, we are able to, we have full oncologists and infusion chemotherapy right here, all under the same roof. So if, unfortunately, somebody's diagnosed with colon cancer, they can receive 100% of their treatment here at our Cancer Center. Right now, in light of the COVID-19, we have kind of pared down the process. We're eliminating patients waiting in the waiting rooms. We're allowing them to stay in their car until it's time for them to be seen. We are screening patients as they come in to make sure that they're not running a temperature. Of course, good hand washing, social distancing, and watching out for the vulnerable population are also things that we've, measures that we've put into place.
I know in the things that you sent to us in topics of discussion and things that in 2019, there were over 1,000 new patients served. And in these counties that are listening to us, you know, Lafayette, Panola, Union, Pontotoc, Calhoun, Yallabusha, Tallahatchie, Grenada, and I'm sure we'll have those numbers, you know, coming up for 2020. But this is something that whether, and as you mentioned, it may be, you know, not necessarily something that people are comfortable talking about or listening to. It's a subject that we need to get out there and to talk men into, guys like me who may have put off that test a little bit longer than they should have, that we still do need to be aware of things like this. And I appreciate you being a part of the program today. If you will, can you tell us the locations, maybe a phone number or ways if people want to get in touch with the Baptist Cancer Center here?
Absolutely. Our address is 504 Azalea Drive. So we're just south of the new hospital. And our telephone number here in the Cancer Center is, of course, area code 662-636-4300 or 4400, and that'll get you to the Baptist Cancer Center in Oxford. Our telephone number in Grenada is 662-294-9101, and the address there is 1300 Sunset Drive.
And I'll let you give a final thought or a message you want to give to the people before we let you go.
Wash your hands.
Absolutely.
Wash your hands and get your screening colonoscopy. Don't fear it. Get it because it gives us great information. And the earlier that we make a diagnosis, if we find colon cancer, the better the overall outcome.
Robin, thanks for being with us today. You stay safe as well. We'll talk to you in the future.
Thank you so much, Gary.